What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show, hour number three. And I know we got some calls waiting, but I'm going to get some news in here because I got a lot of stuff to cover, and I really need to get back to it. Over in Philadelphia, somebody decided to put some graffiti on the wall that said F Trump and decided to take a selfie of it. The video got out, and the guy writing the graffiti, F Trump, turns out to be a city lawyer for the city of Philadelphia. They are such children here. Now then, a little bit of good news. The United Nations has rejected Great Britain's second appeal against the United Nations ruling that Julian Assange's exile to the Ecuadorian embassy come to an end, saying that he's been subjected to the effectively arbitrary detention, and it's time to restore his liberty, protection, and enjoyment of fundamental human rights. That may have been the reason Assange has kind of been below the radar for the last couple of weeks, as he was waiting for this thing to be finalized. But the United Nations has basically ruled that Assange can go free. All right, getting on back to other news here. Here is a story that came out of Bloomberg. And it shows that the corporate media is, in fact, still up to their old tricks. The headline reads, FBI and NSA poised to gain new surveillance powers under Trump. Insert ominous music here. Then you read the actual story, and it's talking about a new rule that is due to go into effect tomorrow that allows the FBI more latitude in terms of getting permission from a judge in a single jurisdiction to hack into multiple computers whose locations aren't specified. So note that deceptive headline. This is a rule that goes into effect tomorrow, yet it's under Trump. Trump's to blame. Now, the Boston Police Department is planning on buying a $1.4 million social media spying tool that will basically go in and discover who your network of friends and associates are, and performing what they call sentiment analysis. In other words, what are you thinking and feeling based on what you're tweeting? Well, I got to tell you, given the brevity of a tweet, I don't know that a lot of sentiment can get in there. I hope it's a little more sophisticated than a keyword search, because that's going to lead to a lot of false positives. But it's open for bidding right now. Okay, let's see. Let's take two phone calls and I'll get back to the news here. Glenn in Philadelphia, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hello, Mike. You know, if Germany were to decide to leave the EU, it presents a linguistic problem in that I don't think they're going to want to go with Jerksit and might rather settle for, like, Deutschsit, which is a bit odd, but sounds kind of cool if you say it 5 or 10 times.
Well, I don't think the name they call it is really going to be all that important because, you know, they're calling it Gexit now.
How can it be? Well, they could drop. They're not even getting to the first consonant, so I think the second.
It doesn't matter. You know, a cry for freedom by any other name would smell as sweet.
Well, just trying to have a little fun with it. If you're going to have all this, you know, unpleasantness, you may as well have some fun with the language.
Well, okay, we'll try and do that. We're going to switch over to Mateus in Canada. Aloha, welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Speaking of fun with the language, I'd like to officially request that we change the name of the mainstream media to the vomit stream media.
That would be a good one. I've actually heard that described before, but we don't call them the mainstream media anymore. They're the corporate media, because the mainstream has shifted away from those corporate news outlets. Their audience numbers and ratings are in the Al-Qaeda. CNN is pulling fewer viewers than the Gardening Channel right now. So they're coming over here. The audience readership numbers, viewership numbers for all of the independent media outlets are moving upward. Republic Broadcasting, Drudge Report, Alex Jones, WhatReallyHappened.com, the numbers are going up.
Yeah, you've got me well-trained. I always call it the corporate media from now on. but I'm going to switch over to VomitStream. The 100 most damaging WikiLeaks, I didn't give a proper reference last time, so it's www.mostdamagingwikileaks.com. Awesome site, very well presented, very easy to read.
We have linked to it. We have linked to it. I'll put it back up on the site as soon as the show is over. All right, thank you very much.
Great.
We're going to let you go here. Real quick.
Okay, vaccines, when you have your seasonal flu shot, if it comes out of a multi-dose vial, they use mercury as a preservative. And if it comes out of a single shot, there's no mercury in there. Just for people that are on the fence, you just want to start with eliminating mercury. And I got your caller before said something so important that if the vaccine gets injected into the blood vessel,
can
adverse reaction.
All right. Well, listen, we're going to have to let you go. We're going to have to do a shout out for our honor affiliates rejoining the network. And Mike, I need you to play music for just a minute. Claire's got some kind of an emergency. I'll be right back.
Okay, what fell off?
Okay, I'm back. Emergency taken care of. Claire was, well, she was excited. Let's just leave it at that, and further deponent saith not. All right, getting on back to the news here. There's a very interesting article that came out of Brass Check TV, Danger U.S. Army Corps of Engineers at Work. Now, the Army Corps of Engineers is one of the major players in the laying of this Dakota Access Pipeline. And this article starts out by reminding everybody about what a poor job the Army Corps of Engineers did on those levees down in New Orleans, many of which collapsed during Hurricane Katrina. And by the way, the Dakota Access Pipeline has mounted a major PR campaign to demonize the protesters and say they're all criminals and they're all doing this and they're killing the buffalo and they're, you know, doing all these bad things here. It's a PR campaign going on. What you need to understand about this is the Environmental Protection Agency said this Dakota Pipeline plan was too dangerous and they refused to approve. And despite this, the Army Corps of Engineers went right ahead with this project. Now, we're looking here at a situation where it's not just the water supply for the Sioux Reservation that's at risk. If you look on a map at where that water goes after it leaves the reservation, there are a total of 4 states that this water is flowing into. And again, I was listening to our local radio station where our newsreader was out there saying, well, you know, pipelines are the safest way to do it. And really, that's just a silly thing. Well, we understand pipelines are a little safer than trucks and tanker cars on railroads, but they're still not safe. And there are reasons to run these pipelines in areas where leaks will not compromise public health. And that's really what this is all about. And ultimately, it's a fight between corporate interests and the rights and the health of the people who live there. There's been another injury involved in the confrontation between the water protectors and the police. Apparently, one of the water protectors was shot in the eye by a tear gas grenade. Now, you're not supposed to aim those grenades at people, but it's becoming more and more a common tactic for the police to do that. Remember during the Occupy Wall Street protests, there was this one very tragic case where police at point-blank range shot a protester in the head with a tear gas grenade and fractured his skull, caused permanent harm. Now, the local sheriff's department has decided that what they're going to do is impose a $1,000 fine for anybody bringing in food and supplies to the protesters at Standing Rock. And they're saying they're going to put up roadblocks, delivery trucks, retailers, anybody. They're either going to turn around or have to pay a $1,000 fine, trying to starve them out. Next, I'm sure they'll be handing out those smallpox blankets to those Native Americans. Now, at this point, New Jersey Senator Cory Booker is saying it's time for the Department of Justice to thoroughly investigate the reports of brutal and abusive police tactics employed against the water protectors opposing that Dakota Access Pipeline in North Dakota. Now, on the other side, we have Washington State Senator Doug Erickson says that protesters should be redefined as economic terrorists. Because once they're terrorists, we can torture them and we can throw them in the gulags. How dare you get in the way of corporate profitability? What's wrong with you people out there? Meanwhile, over in Nigeria, thousands of Nigerian fishermen have mounted a class action lawsuit against Shell because the oil spills that were caused by Shell have destroyed the fishing grounds. There are no more fish. They've all died off. These fishermen are now without a livelihood, and they're suing Shell Oil. And it is a reminder that these oil companies are not particularly careful with their hardware, as if we didn't already know that from the Deepwater Horizon disaster. All right, we're going to go ahead and take a phone call. Mike in Tennessee, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Greetings, Michael. Just a couple of things. I had overheard that Hillary was looking at another run in 2012, and I guess that kind of ends the discussion whether or not they've got life extension technology.
Well, I got to tell you, I think they put that out there to sort of sell the idea that Hillary is already looking beyond this election, even though it's very obvious she still thinks she has a shot at the White House through the Electoral College. But to be very honest, if in fact, she does have Parkinson's disease, she is not going to be able to run in 2020. I mean, she's already advanced in years. She had serious problems dealing with stamina issues for this election. 4 years from now, it's only going to be worse.
Well, that and the other thing, I think the day of the event up in Ohio, there were reports that there was a young man getting out of a car with another man, who I believe was his handler, because this cat had no background, no history, no reason to do anything, and the reports were that there was a shooting, which would lead you to believe it was the perpetrator doing the shooting, but it was actually the cop who was already there ready to kill the guy. So they've got the Johnny on the spot ready to become a hero, Johnny on the spot for killing some guy with a pocket knife who's been programmed to stab some people.
I'm sorry, what are we talking about? Oh, you're talking about the Ohio State University?
Yeah, the guy had a handler. He'd come out of a car with another guy, and then the guy filters off into the crowd as this is going on. They don't seem to want to talk about the guy that was with him. There's nothing being said about
where did you see that? Where did you see that?
It was reported the day of the event, and I have
by
a friend
whom?
That lives up.
Oh, okay.
I have a contact that lives up there that has friends that witnessed it.
Well, if you can find confirmation of that online, that would certainly be interesting. But for me, the fact that this Somali carried out this terror attack on the same day that Obama redefined the war on terror to include targeted killings in Somalia, to me, that was kind of a dead giveaway that this thing was some kind of a false flag.
Well, the fact that they didn't find the guy that was with him is kind of telling, and just his whole demeanor is such that I think the guy was, you know, wound up on something or some type of a drone. But here's another thing to realize. The mainstream or the corporate media, I'll get it correct here in a minute, media is losing, they're losing audience. So in order to grab that audience to be able to get their customers who are the corporations paying for ad space, in order to keep an audience for these ads, they have to put out products. So they're creating, I believe, product, which is these terroristic acts, so they can do wall-to-wall covering this so that they have people watching, so their customers, their corporate clients, get viewers to their commercials.
Well, you know, if it bleeds, it leads. If it thinks, it stinks. And it also gave the corporate media a reason not to be reporting on the ratcheting up of tensions between Turkey and Syria and all these other embarrassments that are coming out of Aleppo. So it is all controlled. And again, despite the faux repentant editorials put out by the Los Angeles Times and all these other corporate media outlets, they are not changing their business model because they're paid the big bucks to control what you think, and they don't want to stop that. And that's why they're on the warpath against the independent media because we've broken their monopoly on the dissemination of information.
Right, right. And as far as the folks up there at the protest at the Dakota Pipeline, somebody needs to fly over with like a little Cessna 172 and toss out some bags full of goodies to give them encouragement. I don't believe they've blockaded the skies yet, so there's ways to get food in. And back when the natives took over Alcatraz Island and declared that their sovereign territory, they were still getting food in. People just found ways. They have to find ways to do this.
I'm sure that's going on already, and I'm sure they're using, you know, their the fact that it's their home court advantage. They know where all the little gullies and valleys are. Everything the government is doing to try and shut this down, it's a PR disaster. Because after seeing that huge oil spill over in the southeast about 2 months ago, I think, the Deepwater Horizon disaster, people understand there is a legitimate concern about these pipelines not being perfectly safe because the oil companies don't want to spend the money to make them perfectly safe.
Right. They could actually go over the river. They don't have to go under. They could go over. Here's another thing. Trump, all he has to do is vocalize opposition to this pipeline going through this sovereign land, and that would just be the thing that would stop it instantly, and that would give him so much credibility. It's the right thing to do because, I mean, literally, they don't. It's exported oil. All that oil is going to be exported. None of it will benefit the people in this country, period.
Yeah, that's an important fact to keep in mind. Absolutely. All right, well, Mike, thanks an awful lot for the update. We're going to let you go here. And now that we mentioned this the other day, but I'm going to mention it again. Apparently, people who work at companies like to think well of their companies, just like we want to think well of our government. And there's a little bit of a problem going on. We all remember that movie, the Interns, about Google and what a great place Google looked like. Same thing with Facebook. And the Facebook employees are having a crisis of conscience as Facebook becomes more and more overt in the censoring of their users in support of Hillary and the establishment. Facebook employees are actually resigning their positions. And that is a real act of courage for two reasons. One, it's a tight economy, even in Silicon Valley. Finding another job is not going to be easy. And Facebook could easily retaliate by giving these people a bad reference. But at some point, I guess you just reach a situation where you can't take anymore, where you can't live with what's going on, can't live with what you've become a part of, whether it's Facebook censorship or that show by Lee Remini about Scientology, where all of a sudden you realize the reality behind the facade and you're not comfortable with what that is. Now, as I mentioned before in the show, the exposure of the overt censorship by Facebook, Google, YouTube, Twitter, all of these have opened up a new opportunity for brand new social media to get their foot in the door. We've been talking about Scene Life, Gap, or rather Gab, my mistake, and a whole bunch of others are popping up, and people are flocking to them because they don't want to reward Facebook and Google and YouTube for behaving in a manner opposite the First Amendment right to freedom of speech. Now, from the point of view of these companies, their attitude is we're a private company. The Bill of Rights doesn't necessarily apply here until you realize these companies and the services they offer have reached the point of literally being a public utility that the population has come to depend on. So, if you're an entrepreneur and you want to start a new social media platform, now is a really good time to do it. We're going to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back.
Oh, yeah. All loans subject to lender approval must be in business 1 year and have $100,000 in annual revenue. If your goal is to take your small business to the next level, there's something you're going to need above all else. Money. Fortunately, we're talking with someone who's no stranger to helping small businesses. Barbara Corcoran from TV Shark Tank.
Listen, all companies need capital, and when it comes to capital, no one knows small business like OnDeck. OnDeck has delivered over $5 billion in loans, and having earned an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau, it's no wonder why 9 out of 10 customers would recommend OnDeck to a friend. There's no obligation, and you could receive a loan decision in minutes and funding in as fast as one business day. Over 50,000 small businesses have already received the loans they needed, and so could you.
Speak with our U.S.-based loan specialists and find out how much you qualify for now at OnDeckLending.com or call 800-293-5565. That's 800-293-5565. 800-293-5565.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong part, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Some are maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working two jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, distract yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far 5:15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And I'll tell you what is really needed right now is we need a social media that runs peer-to-peer, that doesn't go through a corporation's centralized servers, but bucket brigades from machine to machine to machine. Because that couldn't be controlled. It couldn't be censored. That's really what is needed. I'm going to put some thought into that one. Now then, there's another story. This is coming out of The Guardian over in Great Britain, where there is now a hue and cry for social media companies to implement technology to bar young people from sending explicit messages, sexting, and so forth. This would be software of some kind that would target under 18s that would be blocked from sending sexually explicit images and so forth. Well, implementation issues aside, I think it's a lot safer for kids to play you show me yours and I'll show you mine over the cell phones as opposed to in person, where they have the risk of things getting out of hand, resulting in pregnancy, sexually transmitted diseases, if you really think about, you know, kids, all kids go through that phase of discovery. Why am I different than this other person over here? It's inevitable. And if it's happening on the cell phones, from a parent's point of view, then you're avoiding that risk of pregnancy and sexually transmitted diseases, aren't you? I'm not sure they thought this all the way through. If they block it on the cell phones, the kids will just get together out behind the barn and do it the old-fashioned way. Now, as I mentioned, it looks like Julian Assange is finally going to leave the Ecuadorian embassy, thanks to a decision handed down by the United Nations over the strenuous objection of a lot of statists. Now, apparently, 15 former staff members of the Church Committee, this was the 1970s congressional inquiry into illegal activities by the CIA, have written a letter to Obama saying it's time for Edward Snowden to be brought out of exile because Edward Snowden blew the whistle on illegal activity by the U.S. government. And he needs to be protected and brought home. What is very alarming is, even after the drubbing of this election, we're not seeing a lot of repentance or change of style by the government. In fact, there's a very funny story here where you probably have already heard. Nancy Pelosi defeated Tim Ryan's challenge for minority leader in the House. Kellyanne Conway came on out and said, what a relief. I was worried they had learned from the elections and might be competitive and cohesive again, which is very much tongue-in-cheek. But what she's saying is they're not changing their methodology. Despite the disaster of this last election, they're not changing how they do things. They're going to go on making the same dumb mistakes over and over and over and over again. Now, as you know, 'tis the season for snow, and snow is starting to fall all over the place, New England and all the rest of it, which it's winter. You expect snow, unless you are part of St. Al of the Gore's First Holy Church of Human-Caused Global Warming, in which case you are reading the scripture from the March 20th, 2000 issue of The Independent, which promised us snowfalls are all a thing of the past. So there's a very interesting story that came out of thinkprogress.org about how there's a new study that declares global warming is real. And it bases that on the fact that temperature of the Earth's land has risen by 2.5 degrees over the past 250 years. Sound the horns and the fanfare. They proved the Earth got warmer since the end of the Little Ice Age. Better start polishing up a Nobel Prize for this one. What a brilliant, inspired piece of scientific research. I think all of us understand that, yes, the Earth did get warmer after the Little Ice Age. Got to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Only a fool would go to a plumber for brain surgery. But otherwise intelligent people use internet searches to find such gems as Lee Harvey Oswald killed JFK with 3 shots from the rear and 1 shot from the front. They get similar financial guidance when they are investigating cryptocurrencies. RBN listeners know that American currency has not been lawful money for nearly 50 years, since the thieves at the Fed stole the silver out of the coins and began reneging on redeemable notes in 1968. Now that the dollar has just about inflated totally away and banks want reverse interest to keep your books, the high-tech world has brought you an alternative. What if you could buy, sell, and trade with fellow business people from your home with zero bank fees? If you believe banking tyranny must end, then join the digital currency movement now. Call investigative journalist Pat Shannon at 601-212-4100.
0911.
If your home has hard water, then it's likely that LimeScale is clogging your pipes, damaging your appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars each year. You can eliminate LimeScale in the entire house with HydroCare products available at Wave Home Solutions. Easy and efficient with no maintenance, no salts, no chemicals, and no coils. And you can buy with confidence from Wave Home Solutions. Performance guaranteed. Just go to bestwater411.com. That's bestwater411.com.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
We will not go down in the night without a fight. You can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And I've just been informed by one of our listeners that there is, in fact, a peer-to-peer social networking system. It's developed by the Free Software Foundation, which anybody who's into development understands. Apparently, it has not caught on because people don't know about it. You know, Google had the movie and Facebook has all the advertising. But in this era where people are turning away from those established ones, this looks like a very good situation. It's called Diaspora. I just posted the link to their page where you can sign up and set up a pod, which is a router on your machine that allows the social media information to be passed back and forth. It's completely decentralized. There is no one point where they can come on in and start censoring things. So I'm certainly going to be looking at this and signing up. Because the time has come. The time has come back to go to decentralization. The entire internet, or originally the ARPANET, was built around a principle of decentralization so that communication could not be blocked or interfered with or censored or stopped. Of course, it was never intended for ordinary Americans to have access to. Government keeps all the really good stuff for themselves, of course. But great minds think alike. This is a peer-to-peer social world. And I'm definitely going to be looking into that. That's going to be a lot of fun. Now, getting back to human-caused global warming, NASA has released a video from their Solar Dynamics Observatory, which is showing that the sun is in a very, very quiet phase. It's in its lowest level of activity since 2011. And it is on its way to the solar minimum. But scientists in Europe and Russia are saying there are other longer solar periods that we've never been able to study because we haven't studied the sun for all that long. And we're going to see an overlap of the low points of three of these cycles over the next decade. It's going to be a new Maunder minimum and a new little ice age. And certainly that's what we're seeing. All of those warnings from the global warming people, the polar caps are going to be melt. The Arctic will be ice-free by 2014. The polar bears are drowning. None of it came true. None of it. It was a complete hoax to trick you out of your money for carbon credits and carbon taxes, to trick you into obedience to letting some global environmental authority tell you how to live your life to save Earth from you icky-poo human beings. Now, over on Chippewa County, they're dealing with an economic crisis. Governor Scott Walker is now asking the U.S. Department of Agriculture for a disaster declaration for 10 western Wisconsin counties, including Chippewa, Eau Claire, Trempealeau, and Jackson, that were hit hard by a frost last May. And it damaged the fruit crops, grapes, berries, and apples, asparagus, and hops for the beer. And this was a very, 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 very late spring frost. They'd already planted the crops. They figured winter was over because Al Gore told us it was. And they suffered huge economic damage. And now they're in need of a bailout because they were believing the official line about humans are warming the earth. And they planted before spring really actually got here. And remember, the Old Farmer's Almanac is saying winter will be late this year, but it's going to be very, very hard. And the Old Farmer's Almanac has an amazing track record of accuracy. I remember when I was a kid growing up in farming country in New Hampshire, that book was the second most important book after the Bible. Now, over in Syria, which you would tend to think is desert country, their temperatures are below average right now by anywhere between 2 and 4 degrees, according to the Meteorological Department. And it doesn't seem like much, but once again, it indicates the Earth is not warming. It really, really isn't. Now, on the commercial break, I was watching Fox News. And Barack Obama, of course, in his last days in office, he's worried about his historical legacy. How will he be remembered? What will be in his presidential museum? And I did send him those puppets from Mitt Romney and Obama that would punch each other when you pulled the strings. And actually, I got a very nice thank you letter on that. And obviously, he's not going to be victorious in Syria before he leaves office. And he's worried about his legacy. And he's out there, again, in true liberal fashion. None of this is his fault. It's all the fault of somebody else. In this case, Obama's current target is Fox News. And Obama is out there saying that he would have been a great president if it wasn't for Fox News. Fox News was a wing of the GOP, like CNN wasn't a wing of the Democratic Party. You know, it's good when we do it. It's bad when you do it. You don't understand how these things work. So he's out there whining and trying to find some blame and worry about his legacy, because his legacy is going to be hideous debt, wars that are doomed to end in disaster, Obamacare, complete violation of the Bill of Rights in unbridled surveillance on all of the American people. Have I missed anything? Probably. Almost doesn't matter. Now then, in August of 2015, there was a big stink regarding a company called Turing Pharmaceuticals and its then CEO, Martin Shkreli. They bought the rights to a drug called Daraprim. which treats a parasitic infection in people with weakened immune systems, pregnant women, HIV patients. And when they acquired the rights, Daraprim cost $13.50 per tablet. And upon acquiring the rights, they jumped the price up to $750 per tablet. It was a huge, huge stink. It sort of undermined the fact that our medical industrial complex is not about health. It's all about making money any way they can. Now then, down in Australia, where they don't have Common Core, high school students in their school laboratory created 3.7 grams of pyrimethamine, which is the active ingredient in Daraprim. That 3.7 grams at current U.S. prices would go for anywhere between $35,000 and $110,000 U.S. And it's another reminder, the actual cost of what's in those little bottles you get from the pharmacy is pennies. And the rest is profit. And the pharmaceutical companies like to justify it by saying, well, look at all the money we're putting into research and development to find cures. Except, of course, they never find cures. They're looking for more treatments. And their R&D is tainted by flawed studies, outright rigging. It's all about the money. And the medical industrial complex right now is absorbing what I think is a disproportionately large share of our gross domestic product. We shouldn't be indulging a culture in which everybody is on 10 to 15 prescription medications, and vast amounts of our nation's resources are pouring into this one sector of the economy. We need to go back to really thinking in terms of prevention of illness, instead of the current model of let them get sick, make them get sick, then they got to buy pills from us. The big pharmaceutical corporations seem to be operating at the same morality as the illegal drug traders or the weapons builders. It's all about the money. Now then, I've been talking about the documentary Vaxxed. When Claire and I signed up for Amazon Prime in order to watch Grand Tour, we discovered Vaxxed was available as a pay-per-view. It's about $4. It's still not available on Time Warner. Okay, but it was available on Amazon Prime. We watched it. I've bought a bunch of copies to give out as Christmas presents. Even knowing what it was about going on in, it was a shocking revelation of just how bad the problem is. At one point, Representative Dan Burton is grilling the head of the CDC about just what studies have been done to prove that vaccines are safe. And he asks a pointed question. Has there ever been a study comparing vaccinated to non-vaccinated children? And the head of the CDC launches off about R&D and studies, and Burton pulls her back and says, no, one question. Have you ever done a study comparing vaccinated versus unvaccinated children? And the head of the CDC said, no. That has now changed. Apparently, there was a report of a study that was done comparing the health of school children, where vaccines are mandated, with children who are being homeschooled and not vaccinated. And what they found is the vaccinated children were 3 times more likely to come down with neurodevelopmental disorders, including autism. 3 times more likely. And it was published in Frontiers in Public Health, was accepted by them on November 21st. It has now been taken down. Frontiers in Public Health was apparently put under pressure, and their official explanation is we're having to reevaluate the study. We saw the same thing with that study in France, where they were feeding those rats on corn with natural corn, corn with glyphosate, Roundup Ready corn, and Roundup Ready corn with glyphosate. And they discovered starting at 4 months, the rats started coming down with all these horrendous health problems, massive tumors, reproductive difficulties, shortened lifespans. They ran the study for the entire lifespan of the rats. Monsanto, when they did their study, terminated the study at 3 months, destroyed the rats and said, see, it's all safe. As we reported earlier in the week, documents have surfaced showing Monsanto was aware of a potential cancer link with glyphosate 35 years ago. Corporate media, the real news, still tells you vaccines are safe. Roundup is safe. It's wonderful for you. A little radiation is good for you. Those people out there saying that radiation is actually bad for you and you should be cautious about vaccines and Roundup, they're the fake news. You shouldn't listen to them. You won't buy products if you listen to the fake news. You'll be skeptical and cautious. We can't make money off of you if you're skeptical and cautious. So, same thing going on. According to Healthy Holistic Living, there has now been an acknowledgement in The Lancet that fluoride is a neurotoxin. And this gets back to that issue of fluoridation of water. Now, Hawaii stopped fluoridating their water back in the 1990s, but apparently there is a push down on the Big Island to reintroduce it, supposedly to help fight tooth decay, except that drinking fluoride has no effect on tooth decay. Topically applied, yes. Drinking, no. Fluoride was already known to be a mild tranquilizer, and now The Lancet is saying it is neurotoxic. It kills brain cells. So why were they putting it in our drinking water all those years? Well, they had a huge amount of fluoride to get rid of from building all those atomic bombs, because the feedstock for those centrifuges is uranium hexafluoride. And after they go through and they whiz it all around and get the uranium out, they had leftover toxic fluoride industrial waste, and they didn't know what to do with it. Oh, well, we'll find a use for it. We'll just put it in the drinking water and just spread it all around the country where it's not as toxic. And it's good for your teeth. And anybody who questioned it was denounced by the corporate media as a kook. I remember there was a James Coburn movie, Our Man Flint. And even in there, they were poking fun at somebody who didn't trust the water. Don't let them put fluoride in our water. Even in Dr. Strangelove, the officer who goes crazy and launches a nuclear war against Russia, he's talking there about the purity of water and all the... That was the image. Anybody who questioned the water supply was a nut and a kook. Tell that to the people of Flint, Michigan right now. We live in a country whose sole agenda is extraction of wealth from you. By any means possible. We have a medical industrial complex whose business model depends on Americans being constantly, chronically ill, requiring constant, expensive treatment. Our products are designed to fail after just a few years, so you have to go buy another one. That's the country you live in. It doesn't matter how hard you work, you will be staying in the same place, buying the same products over and over again, buying the same medical treatments over and over again. You cannot move ahead on your work. So, I think that fits the classic definition of fascism, where corporate authority and the government are aligned together against the general population. That's where we are. We're not a capitalist country anymore. Especially when you look at all the bailouts and TARP and all the rest of it, where we the people are constantly being looted to bail Wall Street out of their own crimes, corruptions, and downright stupidity. All the way back to George Herbert Walker Bush and the SNL bailout, which started that whole ball rolling and allowed the U.S. government to tell other countries, you can put your money here. If you make money, you can keep it. If you lose money, we'll get the taxpayers to cover the losses. They're so generous, those American taxpayers. They won't ask any questions about why they're having to pay taxes to prop up ultra-rich financial corporations. They would never dare ask questions like that. Now, over at Chernobyl, as you know, following the meltdown, they built a shield, a shelter, over the ruined reactor to try and contain some of the radioactivity. It started falling apart almost immediately. So they built another confinement, larger, to put over the whole assembly. And it was built away from the reactor. And as of now, they have finally moved it and placed it over the Chernobyl reactor. And now they're going to cover up all the holes. They're going to be living with that problem for the next 100 years. The same thing with the people down in Fukushima. We'll be right back after these few words.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies.
I had gout in both my knees, and it's gone.
Well, I'm pretty stupid. I should have ordered it, like, you know, 15 years ago. Best thing I ever got in my... It's the most effective product that I've ever bought in my life.
He had eczema on his hand, and it cracked for years. Mm-hmm. He did anything from doctor, every cream, everything. And 3 months on the veggies and fruit, it was gone.
They're just awesome. They keep asking me, what am I doing? I told them what I did with my cholesterol. I had the blood test, right? And it went down 100 points. 262, now it's 162. Everything is just perfect.
Call now to find out how to get your free month supply of Balance of Nature. Call 800-2468-751. That's 800-2468-751. Call now, 800-2468-751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com.
Use promo code TSL.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. Last segment of the program today here, we're talking about Fukushima. And Japan's trade ministry has now acknowledged that the actual cost of the compensation for the Fukushima disaster is double what they originally thought. It's going to run to $177 billion, plus the permanent contamination of the land and the cleanup costs, which are still skyrocketing out of control. They don't know where they're going to put all the water, all because some money junkie back when the plant was being built, decided, well, we don't need to put those emergency generators up on towers, and we only need a short tsunami wall, you know. I'm absolutely convinced that we can make nuclear reactors work, oil wells work. We can make all of this stuff work as long as the safety decisions are not under the control of the money junkies. Now, in a healthy country, the government is supposed to keep an eye on those things. But time and again, we have come to the understanding that all of these government agencies that are supposed to be looking out for us, that are paid by our tax dollars, actually see themselves as industry support. And nobody's really looking out for the nation as a whole, whether it's Japan or the United States. And that's why we have problems like Fukushima, the Deepwater Horizon disaster, Hanford. So, apparently the world's oldest person just celebrated their 117th birthday. Says they will not eat fruit or vegetables, probably in this age of GMO, that's wise. Basically says she survives on 2 raw eggs a day. That's it. 117. Wow, that's amazing here. Myself, I want to live to be 101 and then be shot by a jealous husband. Russia is now developing a new huge rocket. They're calling it the Mega Rocket that will transport supplies to build a permanent base on the moon. Way to go. I love seeing this stuff happen. And with Donald Trump's new direction for NASA, I think we can and should get involved. Let's go back to cooperating with the Russians. That's how the space station got built. Let's partner with Russia, with the European Space Agency. Stop sneering at each other just because our politicians can't get along. Over in Kansas, there was a lawsuit where this lesbian couple used a sperm bank to father a child, which happens quite a bit. They got into financial trouble. It wasn't a sperm bank. They actually recruited a man through a Craigslist ad to donate sperm so these two women could have a baby. They got into financial trouble and sued the sperm donor for child support. And in a blazing streak of common sense, the judge said, no, of course not. He's not on the hook. And that's refreshing because back in the 1990s, there was a very similar case in California where the judge said, yeah, you're the father of the baby and you will pay for the kid. All right, there's the music. Time for me to get on out of here. I'm going to start playing with this diaspora. It's looking really, really cool. I'll have a product report for you tomorrow. We'll be back. Aloha, America.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
This is RBN. The Republic Broadcasting Network.